Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Our God is the God that heals. His healing is our topic today during our call to worship.
Yesterday, it seemed so clear the way your life should be, but somehow things didn't come around. Confusion leaves you in defeat.
But friend, it's time.
Save me.
God, our Creator and Healer. Lord, please captivate our thoughts, our hearts, and our minds today during this call to worship as we focus on You and Your healing. You alone are Almighty God. Nothing is too hard for You. As an all-knowing God, You alone know what's best according to Your plans. We know that our minds like to plan our ways, and yet You're the one who really directs our steps. And we trust in You. Your timing is absolutely perfect. Lord, please increase our faith as we invest time in Your Word, in Scripture, and in song. Please heal those who are listening right now who need Your physical healing touch. And Lord, heal those who are plagued with emotional issues or depression during these holidays. Strengthen our faith as we invest these moments with You and in Your presence. Amen.
Reflected in expressions on each face, taken by surprise, I felt His presence, and I knew there is mercy there.
as nails were driven in. Wrath poured down from heaven with the rain. The power of one broken man would later be revealed in scars that mend, wounds that heal. Hanging in the balance was a man who knew no sin, leading life into a dying race. The Father's plan of rescue could no longer be concealed in scars that mend and wounds that heal. Scars that mend that heal, blood that washes white as snow, flowed crimson down the hill, a picture of eternal love, forever stained and sealed, in scars that mend, and wounds that are stretched out to the world. Souls in death are lifted from the fall. The power of one sacrifice so gloriously revealed in scars that mend and wounds that heal. Scars that mend and wounds that heal, blood that washes white as snow, flowed crimson down a hill, a picture of eternal love, forever stained and sealed.
Our call to worship today is because of the fact that Jehovah is the God that heals.
Oh.
You are listening to A Call to Worship. Invite your friends to join us for a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page. On the Call to Worship website, you can listen to our programs and learn more details about this ministry. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Find us at calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate the ministry of Call to Worship, then please let us know. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504.
And hear the angels.
This is your call to worship.
And wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
For all healing, God has made a way. He's referred to as Jehovah Rapha, or Rafi, the God who heals. As creator of the universe, there is nothing that he cannot heal. If you or someone you know needs any kind of healing, then you may want to take some notes as we look at some of the key scriptures for instructions. Exodus 15. Moses said to the Israelites, "If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord Jehovah who heals you." God is the great physician who heals his people. This truth in God's name applies equally to emotional, psychological, and physical healing, as well as to nations and individuals alike. Matthew 4. Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. News about him spread as far as Syria, and people soon began bringing to him all who were sick. And whatever their sickness or disease, or if they were demon-possessed or epileptic or paralyzed, he healed them all. One of many specific examples of God's healing is found in Luke 5. The same account is also found in the first chapter of Mark. In one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground, begging to be healed. "Lord," he said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said. "Be healed." And instantly the leprosy disappeared. How can we be healed? Well, God heals according to his plan and in his time. Romans 11, 33. Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge! How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways! For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give him advice? And who has given him so much that he needs to pay it back? For everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. All glory to him forever. Amen. Our faith can be involved in this healing. Hebrews 11, verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." God, healing Sarah's womb, found in verse 11, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." And in verse 35 of that chapter, an example of times when God gave the ultimate healing by raising the dead to life. Women received their dead raised to life again. God responds to our prayers. James chapter 5. "Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord." Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you've committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. One of the reasons why God heals is to bring praise and glory to himself. Acts chapter 9. Peter traveled from place to place, and he came down to visit the believers in the town of Lydda. There he met a man named Aeneas, who had been paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your sleeping mat." And he was healed instantly. Then the whole population of Lydda and Sharon saw Aeneas walking around, and they turned to the Lord. Christians will enjoy absolute healing with no sickness or dying when we see him in glory. These words in 2 Corinthians, beginning in verse 1 of chapter 5, "For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down," that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, "we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body, made for us by God himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for healing in Your way and in Your time. Raise us up from the illness we suffer from, and God, we trust that You know what is best. So nevertheless, not our will, but Thine be done. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, with special focus on the God that heals. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. It's important that we hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address once again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. you're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you heard today. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
Through the heart, but it never leaves a mark.